Camera-based store measurement has suffered from two critical problems. It's expensive. Each camera costs a lot and covers a limited area. And it's been a poor solution for tracking the full shopper journey. It's hard and unreliable to stitch shopper movement across camera zones together. A few minutes back, I talked about the possibility of combining loss prevention and measurement technologies in a single collection system. In that minute, I explained that the biggest decision in pursuing a combined course was around the type of camera system to employ, one that relies on optical quality or one that relies on computing power and machine learning. Right now, there's no obvious answer to which is better, because both are pretty flawed, but there's also no doubt where the future is going. Out here in the Valley, companies are tackling more sophisticated video analytics right and left, and why not? You can get sophisticated video analytics libraries off the shelf. AWS and Azure offer turnkey video analytics at $6 per hour. High megapixel monocular cameras are delivering analyzable data across much larger fields of view. And the growth of edge-based computing power is pretty spectacular, with SOMs like Google's Coral delivering deep learning capabilities at the edge. Nearly all the technology pieces are in place to create a really good video collection system. I think that's incredibly exciting, because if we can solve the cost and journey problems with cameras, it's a remarkable store measurement system, delivering 100% population coverage, detailed journey measurement, the ability to tie back to cash wrap, and the integration of basic demographics. I don't think there's much doubt that in 3 to 5 years, we'll all be using commodity hardware and edge-based libraries running off-the-shelf AI. For in-store measurement, that's a revolution. And like all revolutions, it'll be largely over by the time we realize that it's happened.